got county fairs and rodeos. Ain't a better place for my kids to grow. Just turn them loose in the western summertime.
Good morning, y'all.
And if you ever held your woman on summer's evening.
Oh, yeah.
While the prairie moon was blazing in her eyes.
Your weekend wake-up call.
You know why I live beneath these western skies.
Oh. We're going to spend a little time in the western skies this morning. I'm Rosie. I'm throwing the doors open to my house. You can come on in. It's Rosie on the house. Good morning, Arizona.
Sit around the campfire and hear the coyotes call at night. Makes you feel all right.
We've got Sweet Jen here in studio with me. Good morning, darling.
Good morning.
Yeah, we've got Romy on the phone lines and Mike Reisch and Bree, both holding the technical end of the show together. We appreciate their participation. We come together every Saturday morning just to talk about anything and everything y'all would like to talk about. If you hear anything going on in the next 4 hours where you'd like to join the conversation, you can jump on board and join us at 1-888-767-4348. And in the 7 o'clock hour, it's generally like, we've tried to call it like an Arizona magazine. It's just things going on in Arizona. But then we hit subjects that are much broader than that every once in a while. Somebody called it a map to Rosie's brain.
Interesting.
I don't know.
A lot of mind mapping going on here.
I don't think anybody wants to go there. That map kind of ends up in a circle. But we talk about things that I am just naturally curious about. And when KTAR, our flagship broadcast affiliate, said, you guys can have the 7 o'clock hour, I said, what do you want us to talk about? I said, we don't care. It's your hour. So that's exactly what we do. They don't care, so we cover anything and everything. And today, the song, opening songs, talking about the western skies. We're going to go up in the sky and talk some astronomy with the one and only Dr. Sky. At the 7:30 mark, we're actually going to go subterranean. We're going to be talking about
Karchner Caverns.
Highlighting
in Cochise County.
Our county of the month right now is Cochise County. So every week we bring you a little tidbit about that particular county. It's kind of a bittersweet tradition for me because I bring y'all this information about some of my favorite places in Arizona, and it just means I'm going to see more of you there when I go. You know, it's just kind of a pull and a twist and a push. You know, I share it with y'all in the confidence that you'll go and you'll respect it and you'll enjoy it and leave it better than you found it. But Cochise County is one of the little overlooked corners of the state that I think a lot of people don't realize everything that's down there. It is packed with history. As the area now known as the state of Arizona existed for tens of thousands of years, millions of years, before we had borders, the San Pedro River was the biggest highway into this area. And right now, it's one of the most remote corners of the state. That, to me, that's just kind of intriguing. Well, let's go ahead and get the show started. I'd like to bring in Dr. Sky. Y'all have heard him here before. You can hear him every, what is it, Dr. Sky, every Saturday morning.
Every Saturday morning. Good morning, Rosie and Jennifer, at 3 a.m. right here.
That's really Saturday morning.
That's really Saturday morning. That's really Saturday.
In the deep of the night. There you go.
Well, now, I just, you know, there's a couple things going on that just really, really puzzle me, okay? Like this discovery a couple months ago about this gravitational wave that is time warp bent, you know, time-space continuum that proved Einstein's special law of relativity. What's the difference between a special law of relativity and the general law of relativity?
Well, in the short time we have here, today, Rosie, I think we could explain this in about 16 hours.
Just
one of them has to do with what we call something called time dilation. In other words, if you and I went out to a far and distant star, we would come back to the Earth and find out very simply that all of our, you know, siblings would have long since passed away, and their family and generations would have, because in space, we find out that time travels, it doesn't travel differently. It's just that time goes slower the closer you approach the speed of light. And the other portion of the theory, which actually has to do with the first part that you mentioned before, something that we never understood, and, well, we're just scratching the surface. We're like infants crawling out of the cradle and moving on to learn how to walk is this whole concept of gravitational waves. It's not the electromagnetic spectrum. We're talking about a whole new theory where gravity rules, and it's way outside the realm. It's really part of what we call the quantum physics. But just know something. We've been expanding our knowledge in the shortest time. Over the last 100 years, Rosie and Jennifer, we've learned naturally so much than we have, let's say, over the last 2,000 years. And it's all because of great technology and more to come.
Absolutely fascinating. How could a mind think that way? You mentioned the speed of light. What's the speed of light?
Well, if you're looking at an object moving literally throughout a vacuum, 186,282 miles per second. And then the simpler way to look at it is, I know, isn't this great this early in the morning? Let's do one light year. Let's write this down and let's remember it, because Rosie, you'll test the audience next week, I'm sure.
We got some Diamondback tickets to give away later. Maybe this will be the test.
And here's the answer. A one light year in a year, 5,880,000,000,000 miles. So if you're all fans or not of the federal debt and deficit, which is 19 trillion, we're talking 5,880,000,000,000 miles, Rosie, just for one tiny little light year.
And
how about that?
And the known universe from one end to the other is how big?
You could say, now this is debatable. Maybe some of our listeners will scratch their head and say, well, I never thought it was that big. You could probably say with fair to decent accuracy that we're over 30 billion light years if you push out both ends.
Traveling at the speed of light.
Right.
For 30 billion years.
Right. But let's look at the one way. Divide that in half, and that would be your radial speed. So we're talking a lot of time, Rosie, more time than we have on Rosie on the House.
Gosh. And so now, in all of this grandeur of 30 right. billion light years, we have found two exoplanets that maybe could support life and contain water. What is that about?
Well, Rosie, we keep hearing this. This is where I scratch my head all the time, because in my role, I'm supposed to have the latest and the greatest information. But here's what's happened. Ever since they launched this Kepler spacecraft, which has had some issues as far as, you know, power problems and such, we've found thousands of exoplanets, meaning if you and I were talking about this in 1994 on this very radio station, and I would have told you that they're going to discover the next year, which is in 1995, a true planet around another sun, you would have said, wow, Dr. Sky, that's incredible. But Rosie, we're talking thousands of these objects. And this recent discovery, to make it very quick and to the point, astronomers have found once again, so you have to keep track of all this because it sounds like the same old story, more exoplanets, three Earth-like planets orbiting now around a dwarf star. And these little stars that are called red dwarfs or brown dwarfs, they make up maybe 25 to 50% of the entire Milky Way. And we've found, at least the astronomers have, they haven't visually seen them. They just, like the transit that we had this week of Mercury that went across the sun, that's the best analogy. We found that they've noticed a dipping of the light. So here's the bottom line. We found objects that are within what they call this habitable zone. So if that star has X amount of power, like a light bulb, it could sustain life if it's within this very sacred habitable zone. And we've found some. So you know what it makes me think? That we're not one species here in this galaxy. We're talking about a galaxy. Could you imagine, Rosie, if you just do the equation, there's probably billions of habitable planets, and then you scratch your head, habitable with what? Isn't that the most interesting thing?
This is better than a cup of coffee. Who needs coffee at 7 o'clock on Saturday morning when you've got Dr. Sky? And you know, Dr. Sky, I now have a nephew who has left GE and moved to L.A., and he's a rocket scientist. And he has gone to work for SpaceX.
Wow, now that's exciting. You know, that guy, Elon Musk, you know, we all know what he does. At least we all think we know what he does with Tesla and all of the other great technologies. But, you know, really, we really have to salute Elon, the great work that they're doing. They just had the Dragon capsule return from a safe docking and unloading and uploading of material to the International Space Station. So that's exciting, Rosie, I'm sure. You know, that's like being one of the early pioneers working on the Ford cars.
It is.
The early days. Isn't that incredible? You know, you're getting to build Model Ts And look what we have now when we look at some of those great Ford vehicles, if you took the Ford as the example and the evolution, right?
I've asked him to come on the show and share what he's working on. He says, Rosie, I haven't been here long enough to ask for permission to come on a radio station and talk about what we're doing here. He says, we really keep it pretty tight under lids, but he's basically, he's on the design team that's designing the rocket ship that's going to take passengers to Mars.
You know, that's amazing, Rosie, and that's just mind-boggling. But isn't that great? Like I said, the early evolution of the automobile, imagine what it'll be another 50 to 100 years from now. Can't wait, but we got to absorb this while we're still around.
It's going to be incredible. Now, what are we seeing? We've got about a minute here before break,
sure.
and then we're going to come back and talk some more. But what are we seeing in the sky right now? What are we going to come back and talk about? What's going on up there right now?
We have a whole host of planets. The big thing that we can talk about is the conjunction and the opposition of Mars, Saturn, and this bright star called Antares in the southeast. If you simply look, folks, right after sunset, let me be fair, about 9 p.m. on in the southeast, there's a whole story, Rosie, when we return that we can talk about, plus other planets and other great Dr. Sky events that we'd like to invite the Rosie on the House listeners to join us.
You've got a great event coming up at the Arizona Historical Society Museum on the secret history of America's sky planes.
That's absolutely right, Rosie. We're talking not only astronomy, we talk space, aviation, weather, the good stuff of Dr. Sky.
I mean, the U-2 and the A-12. I mean, I grew up in that age. I mean, I grew up with neighbors digging bomb shelters in their backyards. I mean, it's incredible. So unfortunately, I'm going to be out of town. Are they going to record that particular event?
You know, I hope they do.
Okay.
That's something that that would be great. And then you give me a great idea. So just like the great TED Talks in science, this way maybe we can have people who want to chime in on this and join us. But no, this is the first of what we're hoping, Rosie, to be many of these type programs, not only there, but various locations.
And that's that is a great venue. So we're going to take a short break here. It's Rosie on the House with Dr. Sky, your weekend wake-up call. And we're doing it in a big way by talking 30 billion light years, the radial distance of your brain.